Locker with you in the Green Zone. It is a Friday afternoon, and it is game day.
I'm gonna kick back, relax, watching football on a Friday night.
Yeah, the Calgary Stampeders and the Saskatchewan Roughriders. 7 o'clock is the kickoff. Before we get to the starting lineup, Locker, let me just get this out of the way. The CFL and the Saskatchewan Roughriders will continue to monitor air quality all the way up until warm-ups and kickoff at 7 o'clock. They are not expected to have any delay for today's game. However, if air quality does deteriorate this afternoon, they may have to reassess. Right now, the air quality in Regina at Mosaic Stadium, it's a 2. It was at like a 12 or 13 earlier today. It's already down to eight.
The threshold.
Anything
above 8, they will cancel the game. And
the guy
that has your finger on the smoke index here in Saskatchewan is Jamie Nye. Please field all your questions and concerns and comments about the air quality in this fine province to that man that I do a daily show with.
That is your Jamie air quality Nye update here on the Green Zone.
He's on Facebook and Twitter.
And now, the starting lineup.
I think it's called X now.
Yeah, stupid name.
Each and every day we begin the Green Zone with the starting lineup, the top sports headlines, and yes, the Riders and the Stampeders with Trevor Harris back at starting quarterback.
I think it's one of those games where, you know, you get excited for as a fan, and you're sure as heck excited as a player, especially, you know, that we're here at Mosaic, and I know the fans will be out loud and proud.
It is the 3-1 Calgary Stampeders in for a visit. They're coming off a win, handing the Winnipeg Blue Bombers their first loss of the season, and now they'll try to do the same to your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. 4-0 are the Riders going into tonight's game. It is on TSN, of course, on Friday Night Football. A.J. Ouellette versus Dedrick Mills, the two best running backs in the Canadian Football League, two of the best defenses in the Canadian Football League. I'm excited for tonight's football game. Locker.
Smash mouth football, baby.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to the game. Tickets.
Are you going to wear a jersey or is it a jinx?
No. Listen, we've had this conversation. It's regular season. It's okay. It's not playoffs. Jersey jinx don't kick in until the playoffs. I'm looking forward to the matchup tonight. And I will say this. We're going to be doing a conversation about your favorite rider. And mine keeps, I can't lock in.
So
have you got a favorite rider?
Well, I can't have a favorite. They're all my favorite.
Okay, well, I'll play the game and we'll just ignore you then.
1-877-332-8255. We're having this conversation in the Green Zone Lounge. With all the turnover over the last 2 years and a bit, who is Saskatchewan's most popular player on this Rough Rider team?
Because ask people what their favorite is.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Who's your favorite? Who's the most popular player? Who is your guy on this Rough Rider team?
I thought you were telling or asking people what they thought the answer would be.
No.
We want to know.
Favorite?
Yeah.
Follow along, Locker.
Okay.
All right. Who is it? Who's your favorite player on this edition of the Rough Riders with all the turnover?
We're interested. Involved, too.
What jerseys are you buying? 1-877-332.
It's an interesting question because I think we're going to get a lot of different answers on this. We'll move over to baseball. The Jays did not play yesterday, but they look to keep things rolling versus the Athletics. They're in Sacramento?
Who knows?
Squared up. Swing.
All right, 10 of 12 is what they've won, including the 10-game winning streak, one of 7 sweeps the Jays have this year. I went back and looked it up. Was against the A's at the beginning of June. The Athletics have the worst record at home, probably because they don't have a home in the AL right now, 18-30. So things look good to improve upon the Jays' record. They have a two-game lead against the Yankees right now in the AL.
Yeah, no thanks to the Seattle Mariners last night, as the Yankees, they were being held hitless through seven. It was 5-0 Seattle last night until...
The 1-1. High fly ball. Center field tagging Volpe. The catch is made. Here comes Volpe. Here's the throw. Here's the play. He's safe. Yankees win.
There it is. The New York Yankees come back.
That was in the 10th, right?
And win the game. So they were down 5-0. Yankees win, so they've reduced that 2.5 to a two-game lead for the Jays in the AL East.
All right, we'll move over to tennis. Wimbledon, the final is set on the men's side.
And there it is. Now Djokovic leaves the court empty, leaves the stage to Sinner. It is time for the new guard to take over.
Sinner's number one in the world right now, and he has not been to a final at Wimbledon. Yannick will be playing Alcaraz on Sunday morning. Alcaraz earlier in the first semifinal today got by the American Taylor Fritz, and Sinner bumped Novak Djokovic. So in straight sets, I think he was hurt. There's something going on with Novak, and he wasn't playing up to his normal standards, and it was looked like a pretty easy ride for Sinner.
Yeah, straight sets win.
That'll be a good game.
Those two, Sinner and Alcaraz, at the French Open, played the second longest Grand Slam match final ever. Five-setter at the French Open. It was something else. Alcaraz going for his third straight Wimbledon championship.
For the three-peat.
Not a lot of guys have been able to do that. Djokovic is one of those. Pete Sampras is one of those. Roger Federer, Bjorn Borg. That is some good company to get in with if Alcaraz is able to do it.
Meanwhile, he's a crazy tennis player.
The National Hockey League may keep their decentralized draft so we get more great moments like this.
Why don't you guys say hello to James Higgins?
Thank you for taking me.
I think we might have some technical difficulties.
The NHL is trying their hardest to get back to a centralized draft, but it doesn't look like the teams really are interested in it. They kind of like having their draft rooms in their own cities and markets. So Bill Daly told the Fan Morning Show in Toronto, it would come as no surprise if the league does not bring everyone together to the draft for the second year in a row with a decentralized draft in 2026.
I don't think teams care about. We talked about this earlier in the Green Zone Lounge. I don't think they have the same concerns about the production and sort of the elements around that. But man, what I watched, that was embarrassing. You and I have the same opinion, though, that Bettman and the NHL were unhappy with their decision to decentralize the draft. It actually made it bad.
So they made it the worst draft show ever. But it looks like it's going to stick around. We continue here on the Green Zone. Drew Amend is going to talk a little bit more about this a little later on. Rick Zamprin is going to join us from the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And just as I mentioned, the air quality looks okay. Now it's all of a sudden getting worse again in Regina as it's now into the 6-7 range.
Can change quickly, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. With another air quality update here on the Green Zone. We'll keep you up to date. A scheduled 7 o'clock kickoff tonight. It is the Riders and the Stampeders.
Can I say one thing? I mean, we get a lot of texts about this. And again, they don't make a call. Like, they know that people drive in for the games. Like, everyone's aware of that. But they don't make a call because it can change quickly. It can be a 10 and not being played at 6, and it can be a 2 at 7, and the game will start. So that's kind of why they don't make a plan ahead of time, right?
Yeah, it's.
I understand how frustrating it is, but.
And one of the big things they are looking at when. Remember the preseason game was delayed an hour? That's because they have to consider the warm-up, right? The players can't go out and warm up when the air quality is bad. So they have to – the start of the game really is an hour previous to that when the warm-ups can start. So if they can't get up to warm up in time to get ready for a 7 o'clock start, they'll look at delaying it. They'll be watching. They have the forecasters and everything in Environment Canada. They call them and contact them, and they have meteorologists actually for the CFL who help monitor these things and wildfire smoke. They can track some of it and make forecasts. So we'll keep you up to date this afternoon. But the last I heard from the riders, they were not expecting a delay. That was about an hour ago.
If we just raked our forests, this wouldn't be an issue.
According to some Wisconsin Republican. 1-877-332-8255. We're asking you, on a game day, with all the changeover in Saskatchewan the last couple of years, who's your favorite rider currently on this team? You still see a lot of Dresslers and Durants and those Kadai jerseys. Who's the guy that has you out of your seat cheering louder for the Rough Riders? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Well, it's a game day edition of the Green Zone. Jamie and Locker taking you to the Green Zone pregame show at 5 o'clock. Of course, the scheduled kickoff at 7. It is an air quality watch game. We'll be watching the air quality, and the CFL and the Riders will let us know if there'll be any changes, although an hour ago they didn't expect any changes to the 7 o'clock kickoff tonight. Age of Electric, a local band. Yesterday on the Green Zone, Jamie Campbell of Sportsnet joined us. If you missed our conversation about the Jays, you can find it wherever you find the Green Zone podcast. He was in studio. He's traveling around Saskatchewan. He's taking in the Rider game as Jamie Campbell from Blue Jays Central. And he asked, what are some like Saskatchewan band?
Yeah, he's looking. He's driving all over the place. And his son's really into music. And he was like, I need a playlist. I need some songs to look up with the Saskatchewan theme.
We took in your recommendations. Locker put together the playlist. It's on Spotify. It's labeled the Green Zone Saskatchewan Road Trip Playlist.
Now, I can also text you the link, and we also put it up on Twitter, on my Twitter, Lachlan Cross, and the Green Zone Twitter as well, Green Zone SK.
So you can find it there if you road tripping through Saskatchewan and want a Sasky playlist.
So the tunes are either a mention, they're not everyone on there is from Saskatchewan, right? It could be just a reference to a song, or like in the song, like for instance,
Tragically Hip, We Kings, is about David Milgaard.
Stompin' Tom Connors, not from Saskatchewan. He has a song called Roll On Saskatchewan. I think he says it exactly like that as well.
Pretty close.
I couldn't get the Chapel Roan subway in.
She hasn't released it yet.
It wasn't
she's
on
only
Spotify.
She's only performed it live.
Okay.
So it's not a single.
Like Warren Zevon, not from Saskatchewan, but he has a song about a guy named Buddy from Big Beaver, Saskatchewan, that was an enforcer in the NHL.
And then you do have your Jess Moskalukes, your Coulter Walls, the Dead South, Age of Electric.
I did put Jess on after the fact because somebody called me out for not putting Jess on, so I got in trouble on Twitter.
I thought that was me. I thought I told you to put Jess on.
I ignored you.
Oh.
Put it on after I got in trouble on Twitter.
That's about par for the course, I would say.
Hey, who's this?
It's Jess Moskalukes, Locker. Probably should have had her on the playlist.
I do now.
Langenberg, Saskatchewan.
Oh, hold on. Camouflage? I didn't put that one on there.
No, you put. Did you put Cheap Wine and Cigarettes on the playlist?
Well, how many do you want from her on there? You want them all?
Oh, Life for Me. That's the one.
That was the hit. That was the big hit from her Spotify. I don't know.
Cheap Wine and Cigarettes is...
Cheap Wine and Cigarettes, and I'll put Camouflage on. There you go. There you go. Now you're going to have more Jess than you wanted.
Who's... What do you mean by that?
Nothing. Just got called out for not including her on the first list, and now she's...
Oh, there's probably several other acts you forgot to put on there, too.
Well, I didn't know about
Green Zone Saskatchewan road trip playlist.
I didn't know about. We just got a text about the Royal McKenzies having done a song called Weyburn, great Canadian band. So I added that to the list.
Put Locker to work this afternoon.
Oh my god.
He wants to spend all day on his phone updating the Spotify Saskatchewan road trip playlist. Bands who sing about Saskatchewan or bands from Saskatchewan. 1-877-332-8255. That will be all requests Friday, by the way. Let's keep that going. That was fun yesterday. We'll bring it through to today as well. Game day, Riders, Calgary Stampeders, the back 40 bash at Mosaic Stadium. Bring your cowboy hat.
Yeehaw!
But we're going to go around the CFL and chat about another hot team in the league, and that is the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The play-by-play voice on the Ticats Audio Network is Rick Zamperin. And let's just start talking about Bo Levi Mitchell and Kenny Lawler. You've been around Hamilton a long time, Rick. How far back do you have to go to find a QB wide receiver duo as hot as these two?
Oh, you'd have to go back to Danny McManus, Darren Flutie, 98-99, to find a combination that is this electric, that on any play, could be a deep bomb, could be something over the middle, a quick out, and it's a touchdown. And we saw it three times last week against the Argonauts. I'm sure the Red Blacks have some sort of game plan to try to contain number 89. But boy, those two have been on the same page since day one.
Does Kenny have the ability to extend Bo's career here in the CFL?
Potentially. I mean, you know, listen, in the offseason, Bo Levi was like, intimating if he won the Grey Cup or wins the Grey Cup this year, that might be it. Now, there's a long way to go before this team gets anywhere near the championship game. But the way these two are going, I mean, and Bo Levi doesn't look like a 35-year-old at this point. Not to say he looks like Damon Allen and running around out there, but he's looking good. He's looking like a spry 35-year-old. So potentially, and again, there's still many more games left to play in this season.
Got to try to keep him out of the broadcast booth for a bit.
Yes.
Not that that would be a bad thing.
Everybody's anticipating. When's Bo going to be on the panel? But the way he's playing, well, he's proving why he should be number three in the top 50 list, right, Rick?
Well, yeah, I think so. And listen, he is the guy who is still the reigning Eastern most outstanding player. Had an amazing, especially second half last year, in which he and the offense really, you know, found something that was working. And they were putting up some points. They weren't turning the ball over. You know, everything that ailed them the first half of last season was not coming to fruition, or at least they conquered it in the last half. It was just too little too late. This team was 2-9 at one point last year. And at 0-2 this year, let me tell you, a lot of the people in Hamilton were thinking, here we go again. You know, they brought in all these free agents. You know, things were looking great in the offseason, and they've already lost two games. What's going on? And then, you know, they beat a very good Montreal team, mind you, without, you know, their number one quarterback. But still, you got to play the teams that are on the schedule, whether they're healthy or not. And they got the big W. And yeah, I thought their offense was unbelievable against the Argonauts last week. And their defense kind of managed the game. It was just one of those firecracker games that whoever, you know, was scoring more touchdowns is going to win. And thankfully, the Ticats were on that end. But they have a stiff test today. I think this is going to be a desperate Red Blacks team. They haven't played well in the first, you know, 5 weeks of the season, but I don't think they're coming in here thinking our season's over. I think Ottawa's going to play their best game of the season. At least that's their plan.
So, Rick, you did touch on the starts and the difficulty that Ticats have had there over the past couple of seasons. After losing to the top two teams in the West, though, worth pointing out, are we starting to figure out what kind of a team this Ticats team is?
I think slowly but surely. That, you know, the identity word gets thrown around. Well, what is this team's identity? And I think at this point, it's a team that can score points, number one. It's a team that has a vastly improved special teams unit compared to last year. You know, Isaiah Wooden already has two returns for touchdowns. The coverage unit is way better than what they showed last year. And, you know, the defense is nowhere near what it was at this point last year. At this point last year, there were so many new faces and untested and unproven CFL players that we didn't know what we were going to get. And we saw what we got. And this year, adding players like Julian Hauser, bringing him back to Hamilton, drafting Devin Verisuk, who has been a revelation at the linebacking core, adding Deshaun Amos Another year of Jamal Peters, Destin Talbert's a young up-and-coming halfback, and then, tomorrow night we're going to see the return of Reggie Stubblefield. He tweeted earlier today, 400 days, God, I thank you, because he knows he's coming back after that ACL injury. So here's another guy that could make an impact on defense. So I think slowly but surely the identity is kind of being formed. And I think if the defense plays exceptionally well the next couple of weeks against Ottawa, and I know they got Toronto and BC on the horizon as well, this could be one of those complete teams, because the other two phases are getting there. We need the defense to get to that elite level as well.
Rick Zamperin joining us, the voice of the Hamilton Tiger Cats against Ottawa after two straight wins for Hamilton. And Bo Levi Mitchell and Kenny Lawler have been lighting it up, of course. So I guess you kind of mentioned it there. Is the concern's the defense. That's it right now for Hamilton, Rick.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a concern, because I would say it's still an unknown at this point, because what we've seen thus far is, you know, this defense is creating more turnovers than it had last year, especially at this point. I think they're plus 9 in the turnover ratio or somewhere around there. They're in the plus category. And last year, they couldn't buy a turnover. I mean, they'd go to the bakery and they'd be like, no, we're all sold out. We can't give you a turnover. They just couldn't get one. They couldn't get one. And they couldn't get to the quarterback either. So it was a double whammy against this Ticats defense for the vast majority of the first half of the season. But I think this year, with some of that veteran influence, some of the young blood that's in there, you know, Brett Monson coming over from Calgary to be the defensive coordinator, scheme-wise, I think they're a little bit tighter. The game plan seems to be working against the opponent more often than not, especially the last couple of weeks. I think they're getting there. They have some steps to take to be a team that can be reckoned with. But it's still a little bit of a question mark for me compared to the offense and the special teams.
Rick, I have a hypothetical question for you. We're going to put you in the usher role at Tim Hortons field. If Luke Wilson was to go to a game as a spectator, what section would you want him to sit in?
Well, I think I'd put him as close to the benches as possible, number one. But I'd want to give him a good bird's eye view of things as well. So maybe the first half along the benches, second half in the upper deck, I'd kind of get that full field vision to make a good summation of what happens.
Putting the Tiger Cats fan base ninth. I was looking through that. I don't think it's until September Luke has to step foot there in Hamilton, so he's avoiding it. But come on, Rick. The Tiger Cats fan base is one of the strongest in the CFL.
Listen, the issue I had with the tweet, and I have nothing against Luke Wilson. I don't know him from a hole in the ground, and I think he's doing at least an admirable job of saying, hey, here's the CFL, look at us. To call out the fan base of the road team for not showing up just because it's down the highway is absolutely ludicrous. When you had 12,105 fans, I think it was, at BMO Field in Toronto, it was a Toronto home game, let's not forget, and you had, I don't know, a few hundred, probably maybe a few thousand Ticats fans there, let's call it 2,000. How do you call out the road team for not showing up when the bulk of the home team's fans aren't there? It's just bonkers.
It's interesting, and not that we need to go too deep into the Luke Wilson conversation, but at least he is creating a conversation. I guess we're kind of looking at it from the perspective of, okay, any eyeballs on this league is probably a good thing. That's kind of the way Jamie and I have sort of positioned this whole thing, even if you don't always agree with some of his tweets or observations about the game.
I agree with that. Any discussion about the sport is awesome. The thing that I think rubs the fans the wrong way is most of the commentary is negative.
Yeah.
How about some solutions? How about some ideas to make the game better as opposed to just
100%
dumping on the league, right?
Yeah.
Rick, it's going to be interesting tomorrow, Ottawa and Hamilton. Because Ottawa was probably a team a lot of people watching the East were looking out for to make a rise here. This could be an important game down the road if Ottawa starts to come along here when you're talking about who's hosting a home playoff game later this season.
Absolutely. These are the games you look back on, and I'm hoping the Ticats, and I don't think this is going to be the case, but I hope they don't take them lightly just because they're 1-4. We know in this league, any given day, any team can beat anyone. This is one of those games I think both teams can maybe look back to say, our season changed, or something happened in that game to propel us forward or hold us back. This is, a big game for both teams. Hamilton wins. They're tied with Montreal for first in points. They have the tiebreaker against the Alouettes because of their victory. Yeah, only week, what, six? And we're only talking about a big game in the CFL. It's pretty cool.
One last point here, Rick. I think it's admirable that the head coach, Scott Milanovic, is making headlines off the field for his work with mental health. And it's a good thing for especially, you know, people in his position to step out in front of stuff like that. So it was nice to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and this is a topic I think that has been at the forefront more often than not. And it's great to see these, you know, influential leadership type sports figures, athletes, coaches get out in front of a microphone or on a TV set or on the radio to say, hey, there's an issue in my family or I have something. We're all dealing with something. We got to talk about it and raise that torch for those who are in a very difficult position. I actually just spoke with former Ticats linebacker Simone Lawrence, my broadcast partner, about, you know, him going through, you know, adversity and trying to manage that during his playing days and how he overcame that and how the team really helped him do that. So, yeah, it's a discussion that we have to continue to have, and hopefully we're helping people by having those conversations.
Well, Rick, enjoy the game tomorrow, and enjoy, I know you'll be watching a Western battle tonight with the Riders and the Stamps. Take care.
That should be a lot of fun. Oski wee wee. Have a great day.
That is Rick Zamperin, the voice of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, as Bo Levi Mitchell and Kenny Lawler have definitely put on a show the last 2 weeks. Kenny Lawler's on pace for like a 2,000-yard receiving season right now. I know it's only 4 weeks in, but...
What day were they playing last week? It was the Toronto game. Was it Friday?
I can't remember.
That doesn't matter.
I was off. I don't even know what day of the week it is when I'm on holidays.
Anytime Bo would just throw it to his general vicinity, and Kenny would come down with it. That's why I was asking Rick. I'm like, are we going to see Bo in the broadcast booth anytime soon? It might not happen.
Just chuck it up.
Yeah.
And
just
Kenny
toss
Lawler
it down.
Will go find it.
Yeah. We're just give me like the, you know, like a basic area here, Kenny.
Yeah. They take on Ottawa. Of course, the other game this week, the Edmonton Elks are hosting the BC Lions. More to come here on the Green Zone, including a chat with Taylor Shire of the Regina Leader Post on a preview of tonight's game. Britton Gray will swing in. That's all leading up to the Green Zone pregame show at 5:00. But coming up next, a historic pitch in Major League Baseball happened on this day in sports history. We'll remember it next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.